All right, I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We are saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, we'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Because if you don't have a business strategy, if you don't have a plan, if you're out here trying to decide what to do in this economy, man, I'm telling you, we got the answers right here. We've been doing it now for 8 years. I am Robert Gatewood, the host. And we are on a mission, building these strong businesses, putting people to work, building economic empowerment. And I'd be a knucklehead to think I can do this all by myself. That's why I bring in experts, people who are knowledgeable, people who know what the heck they're doing also. Ms. Kia Coppedge, good morning, Kia.
Good morning.
All right, Kia. Well, you know what? I'm not even going to try to tell you about Kia. Kia, introduce yourself to the audience.
Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Kia Coppedge. I'm a senior loan officer of 18 years, 18 beautiful years in the mortgage industry. That's what I do. That's what I love.
Well, Kia is going to be with us for the next few months as one of our co-hosts, bringing information from the mortgage industry, real estate, finance, all the things in this. You know, I keep thinking about back in 2008, 2009, when this home industry exploded, imploded, and how much wealth our community lost.
Lost a lot.
My head still shakes every time I think about it, yeah. Because people who were, because in our community, people put their investment, their home is their main investment. So when that happened, where other communities may have been impacted as well, no other community had put such stock in their homes.
And they had multiple homes. Many people had multiple homes, you know, so that was a 2008. Today is the 10th. Well, not today, but this year is the 10th year anniversary of that market crash. Mm. Yeah. So 2008 was very impactful, you know, to those people who own properties, property or properties, you know, because many of them were getting into investing. You know, and but when that market crash hit, it was eye awakening, you know, because of the situations many people fell into, you know, during that crash. You know, some people had the, you know, kept track on what was going on prior to the industry falling, like, you know, years before they kept tabs on what was going on. And then some people didn't. So it caught them by surprise. Like with me, I was working so hard. It caught me by surprise.
But you know what? In a lot of instances in our community, and I'm not picking on our community, but sometimes we're late to the party. We jump in
tardy for the party.
Yeah, we jump on a fad or a bandwagon when it's already the money's already been pulled out and people have moved on to something else. We've seen that with Bitcoin. We've seen it in some of the stock market purchases, and real estate was no exception. So that's another reason we got stuck, and that's why I am happy to see hear about your event coming up. We're going to talk about later on.
Yes,
debt to home buying and debt to wealth. Oh my goodness, I can't wait to talk about that.
I can't wait either.
So that's Ms. Kia Coppedge. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. And folks, we have a great show today as always. We got a lot going on. Got a lot of events happening. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about how these big techs make all these billions of dollars. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, I'm wondering how they do that. Guess what? You are helping them. You are part of the reason they are making so much money. And I'm going to tell you why Facebook is apologizing backwards and forwards. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Whether you know it or not, you may have been a party to the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election. I know you say, wait a minute. Now, I was nowhere near that. Well, you may have been closer than you realize. So, folks, tune in. Don't go anywhere. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you want to join the discussion, Give us a call if you want to talk to me or my co-host, Ms. Kia Kopisch, today. Let's talk about the events. Well, first, we're going to talk about the hashtag headlines. Every week, we try to keep you abreast of what's going on out here in this crazy world. Some things affect us directly. Some affect us indirectly. But whether they affect you directly or not, we'd like to keep you abreast because we do not live in a vacuum. We had a school shooting this week over at Great Mills, Maryland. Young man shot his, I don't know if it's girlfriend, but they had some type of relationship. He shot her, and I just heard out this morning that they actually have taken her off life support. The young man was shot by a resource officer, and so we still have these shootings going on. And that brings us to this big event coming up tomorrow, the March for Our Lives. These young people, Kia, have actually said enough is enough, and they decide they're going to take a stand because it makes sense. I mean, think about it. Here, a few weeks ago, we had a lady put a dog up in an overhead bin in the airline. And of course, sorry for the dog. It passed away. It expired. It didn't have enough oxygen up there. But there was a congressperson that passed a bill. They introduced the bill within 48 hours of that dog dying. 48 hours. Now, here we've had mass shootings going all the way back to Columbine. You can't get these guys to pass a bill in 20 years.
To protect.
Protect the children.
Yes.
Do they care more about dogs than kids? Maybe that kid should be, these kids be holding a dog when the police shoot. Maybe you get some action then. We just had a shooting out in California. So it's really, I'm really throwing my weight behind this march coming up tomorrow on the 24th. That's the March for Our Lives taking place tomorrow. It's happening across the country here in D.C., in Boston, New York. And the young people are finally taking a stand. They're saying enough is enough. Facebook is taking the heat. They're apologizing because of this Cambridge Analytica problem. And we're going to talk about that a little later. But what happened really is that Facebook got caught with their, I don't want to say with their pants down, but they gave rights, kind of like a loophole, to this company, Cambridge Analytica, where 270 people were given this, like, this profile, this test. And when they filled out this test, they didn't realize that they were actually opening the door to their friends. So all of their friends' likes and habits and postings and engagement was actually now given access to this company, Cambridge Analytica. Which means, let's say if there was, then there was 270,000 people took this test. And then let's say if the average person had about 300, 200 friends, they also had access to that friend's data, which means about 50 million people's access were now in the hands of Cambridge Analytica. And these people, Cambridge Analytica, these are folks that were part of the Steve Bannon group, and they were on the side of the Donald Trump campaign. And that's why people are so up in arms, and that's why Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, was on the air the other day apologizing. And he's going to continue to apologize because, in case you haven't been watching the stock market, it has taken a precipitous drop in the shares of, in the price of their stock. And the stock market, now, of course, when Facebook starts to fall and you got these trade tariffs and all these other things that are going on, the stock market took a dive of about 724 points the other day. So anybody who's in the stock market, they're a little nervous right now because of some of the things that are happening with Facebook and with the tariffs that are going on. Speaking of tech, a lady in Arizona gets hit and killed by a self-driving Uber automobile. So I don't know about you, Kia. Do you have a self-driving car yet?
I'm terrified to have a self-driving car.
Well, this out in Arizona, this lady was she was pushing her bicycle, and the car, which was being Uber, is testing this self-driving car in several markets. And in this particular instance, there was actually a safety driver in the car, so it's not like the car was totally self-driving, but they were testing it. So the driver was pretty much sitting there to make sure that it didn't, I guess, run anybody over. We see how that worked out. Well, needless to say, Uber has pulled the test in the United States, and I think it pulled it overseas as well, of testing these self-driving vehicles. I think what's going to happen, Kia, we're going to see a backlash, a tech backlash, just like you saw the, I don't want to say it's implosion like we did in the
real estate.
Yeah, real estate. And then we had the dot-com bust a few years before that.
Yeah.
But I do see, this is a Robert Gatewood prediction. I see there's going to be a backlash in technology. I think that if anybody's looking for some place to invest their money, start looking at low-tech solutions to some of the problems that we're facing as a society, because you can't trust this technology. This, the data is not safe. The cars out here running people. It's really, it's enough to make you pause. So that's going on.
Wow.
Amazon has decided it may buy some of the Toys R Us stores. Toys R Us, of course, went filed for bankruptcy a few days ago, and they were planning to fully liquidate by May of this year. And there's some guy named Lazarus, named Charles Lazarus, who was the founder of Toys R Us. He actually passed away. I wonder if he died of a broken heart or what? The founder of Toys R Us, Charles Lazarus. He was 94 years old, but he died a couple of days ago. And he was the founder of the Toys R Us umpire. Here's some other news. The leaders of the American largest corporations will receive record compensation for their 2017 efforts. That means companies are really, we talked about the disparity in pay between workers and company founders and CEOs. Well, it's actually getting worse. Check this number out. Now, tell me if you don't want to work for this company. The owner of Tesla,
Elon Musk.
God, I can't even get this number out of my mouth. He has a 10-year pay package valued at more than $50
billion.
Wow. I'm too much of a gun in the industry. Man, that's a, not million, billion.
Billions, yeah.
Whew, my mercy. I think there's going to be like an upheaval coming soon, and people better start bracing themselves. Folks, put your money under your mattress, stick it out, put it out in the yard. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why the big techs are taking your money. And we're going to have Ms. Kia Coppedge coming on later on talking about debt to wealth. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break, so don't go anywhere.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, blizzards, wildfires. When a natural disaster strikes, the Army National Guard's citizen soldiers are on the ground at a moment's notice. Whether saving lives, protecting property, or restoring hope, they're driven by something greater, a calling to serve their community. If you feel called to step up, stand out, and serve others, visit NationalGuard.com. Learn about the benefits of part-time guard service, like earning a paycheck, gaining career skills, and help with college tuition. Check out the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by unbound.org. On 295 southbound, a little slow from Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Street. Northbound on the 11th Street Bridge, you're pretty slow heading toward the freeway around to the 3rd Street Tunnel right now. In College Park, it was road work on northbound Route 1. The left lane is blocked near Campus Drive and Paint Branch Parkway. Closures downtown for the March for Our Lives, Pennsylvania Avenue between 3rd and Constitution. Also, Constitution Avenue is already closed between 3rd and 4th Street Northwest. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of being part of a community. Reach out, change their world, and it'll change your own. Unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast. For today, sunny to partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Clear overnight. Tonight down to about 30 for low. For tomorrow, A partly cloudy day and a high once again in the upper 40s to near 50. Steve Verschroen for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, all you folks out there in your self-driving cars. Kia, I see your self-driving car out there warming up.
I wouldn't trust it.
You wouldn't trust it?
I would not trust it.
I'm just thinking, though. You're going, let's say you got a, I'm going down to North Carolina to visit mom. So instead of sitting up there in the front seat, worrying about people cutting me off and worrying about traffic, I can get back, climb back in the back seat, take me a nap, eat me a wrap, eat me a burger, play on the computer. That might not be a bad thing.
No. I would be in a back seat crying, sweating.
It wouldn't be a good ride.
Back seat driving, for real, yes.
It would not be a pleasant trip, huh?
Not at all.
No, I'm trying to think, though. I don't know. See, I'm kind of, I guess I'm kind of, I have one foot in the tech world and kind of one foot out. I'm not one of these folks that's like tech or everything tech. I'm really not. I really believe there should be a balance. I believe that. I think sometimes the young people that are running these tech companies, they didn't get they don't have some of the experience and some of the life things that we've witnessed to make some of these decisions that are actually really changing the world. Some of the moral things I think are being left behind. Some of the, just so many. I think you need life experience to be making these big decisions. And a lot of these companies are really started by kids, basically.
Absolutely.
You don't have to turn everything into tech into automatic. Something.
And it's going at a fast pace, Robert.
Yeah.
It's really going at a fast pace. It's interesting. It's exciting, but at the same time, it's scary.
And who's sitting back making the plans for these workers who are going to be displaced? People say, well, you know, you got to go out here and learn how to code. Well, how many coders can you actually use? A self-driving car might replace 10,000 workers.
Absolutely.
You don't need like three or four coders to write the code.
Good coders.
Yeah. So
that's going to be.
Where are these people going? Now, what happened in some cities, I think up in Boston and some other places, these big tech companies are moving in. They're actually paying people, really. Just giving them money for nothing because they understand what's happening. They're giving them like everybody in their city gets like a $300 check a month because they realize that workers are being displaced, that money is being taken out of the economy. So it's going to really take something like that almost to keep people from really rising up and revolting. Anyway, folks.
It's all about being proactive, and that's what we're talking about today on today's show, being proactive.
Being proactive.
Because with the technology going in that direction and we see it, we know it, we have the foresight.
Right.
Then, you know, I believe people should take some actions and learning something different, something new, where they won't be displaced from their job or their way of making a living financially.
Now, that kind of like something that's going to be happening at your event coming up?
Oh, we're going to be talking. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to be talking about, there's going to be an aspect, a section, a segment where we're talking about how to generate lifetime living benefits, how to generate lifetime living income, you know, because things are happening. Things have been happening, and a lot of us have been affected by it, you know, and it's I'd rather share the information than to see this happen again to someone else.
Boy, I can't wait. Folks, coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to be talking about home buying and debt to wealth. My goodness. That's a big jump going from debt to wealth. Is it possible?
It's very possible.
Oh,
anything is possible.
I love it.
That's why they have these cars wrapping by themselves.
That's right. Somebody probably said one day, there's no way that can happen. If a car can drive by itself, then you can go from debt to wealth.
Absolutely.
I think a self-driving car is a greater leap than somebody going from debt to wealth. So I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely.
Folks, we got some events coming up in the next few weeks. Tomorrow I'm going to be at Laurel College in Laurel, Maryland, talking about marketing strategies as part of the Prince George's Community College family. They have a partnership with Laurel College, and about every two or three times a year, I go up to the college there and talk about the marketing strategies. It's actually It's a 7-hour course. Starts from 9 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the evening. You can still register. Go to Prince George's County, pgcc.edu, and just Google, go to the BOSS program, Business Owner Success Series. It's a program where you can actually get earned income credit units, where it's a 7-8 courses in law and government and accounting and all the different facets of running a business. And I handle the marketing part of that course. And you can actually take it. You don't have to be part of the entire BOSS program. You can actually just take the marketing strategies course. And I've been doing that for the last 20 years. So I started when I was about 8 years old. Tears, you're not even buying
I'm
that.
Sorry.
Hey. You leave for the
fact. But I would take your class.
You would take my class?
I would take your class. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's such a... And I'll go ahead and pat myself on the back for
yes,
a minute.
Yes, you
but
can
this,
do that.
This has been a very, very popular class. I've had so many people to leave that class and going on to become very successful business owners. Some have actually come back and hired me as their marketing consultant because, you know, even though I'm giving them a lot of information, you can't just walk out and start running a successful business. It will give you the foundation and tell you what to look for. We cover things like advertising, networking, social media, web development. We talk about just about every fundamental of marketing. And it's a very popular class. So that's tomorrow at, I'll be doing that tomorrow from 9 a.m.
Is it too late to register?
No, it's not at all. Not at all. We have a good little class lined up already tomorrow. So go to marketingpulpit.com. It's right there in the event section. And also, tomorrow, like we said earlier, the March for Our Lives is taking place. Just go to Google and find out more about that event. And let's support these young people. They're really fighting for their lives. They're scared to go to school. Our Congress seems to be hell-bent on prostituting themselves to the NRA. And so they have to take matters into their own hands. So that's the March for Our Lives event tomorrow. And I'm really, I didn't expect anything from Trump, but I'm just sorely disappointed that our Congress has really, they really, really disappointment. On the 30th of this month, we have the National Association of Minority Contractors. That's Ms. Rosalind Stiles over there. They're having their Commitment to Diversity Awards Gala. It's at the UDC Student Center in Washington, D.C. You can also get that information by going to marketingpulpit.com and go to our event section. And if you have an event coming up, I just want you to know, there is nothing more embarrassing than having an event.
And no one is there.
And nobody shows up.
That happens several times. Without the proper marketing.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, if you probably heard us talk more about events on this show. Anybody who's been listening, we just had Kelvin Boston and the MoneyWise and Economic Financial Empowerment Tour. And people, I'm telling you, people were calling me. They were calling me because they were so thirsty for this event.
Wow.
And so, of course, I'm sending them to the website. I'm telling them, I'm giving them the information. If anybody called me, of course, I had the information, so I was glad to share it. And we have to have people that call in after the event.
Wow.
Calling in, telling about how glad they were we promoted this event on the show.
That's hot.
We had a testimony on our website, as a matter of fact. Go to marketingpulpit.com and go to the event section. And you can hear some of the, see some of the testimonies and some of the people actually talking about how glad they were that we are actually promoting these events on the air. Because, as you said earlier, we have to be proactive. We can just sit on the sidelines and wait on stuff to happen and look up 5 years from now, 10 years, wonder what happened. When we have the information, we have the knowledge, we have the experts like yourself and the people on your panel who are willing and able and happy to share this much-needed information.
All you have to do is show up.
Just show up.
Just show up.
So that's why the Marketing Pulpit is proud and happy to be Event Central, to bring this information, to share it. And if you have an event sitting out there and you have some great information to share, which many of you do, don't be sitting there with an empty room. That hurts.
Eating all the food by yourself.
You done got your little your hot wings over there, got your little finger dips and your little cake, got your cake with your logo on it sitting over there, and sitting there staring out the window, watching every car pull up in the parking lot. Oh, that's the cleaning crew. No, that's it. That's my mom.
Well, that's another presenter.
That's one of the presenters. Oh, here comes somebody. Oh, they went to the room next door. Darn. Then the event done started. He said, oh, it's 5 minutes into the event. Well, you know, most people show up late. And we start talking about CP time.
Anyway.
You know, you thought, well, it's CP time, so we were going to be coming. And they don't show up. That hurts, folks. It doesn't have to be. Contact me or go to marketingpulpit.com and let us promote your event on this show as well. We'll put you on the website. We'll bring you into the studio. We'll give you all the good love you need to make that event a success. You do not have to have an empty room. Now, why do you have an event in the first place? Let's talk about that for a minute. Now, some people have events. Let's go back to marketing and sales. There's a couple of things that makes an event a good tool for promoting your company. First of all, we have to realize that marketing and sales is a multi-step process. You don't just look and say, hey, look, I want, like, let's use me for an example. I can't get on this show and just tell people, say, look, come on, I want you to listen to Robert Gatewood and bring me your $3,000 retainer tomorrow and let's get started working on your marketing strategy. That's not going to work.
Right.
I need a step between that. So my step, my call to action is to come to my office for a free consultation.
Give something away.
Give something away. So let's say if I'm selling some type of services, then one of the good call to action would be to come to my event and let me explain it fully for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because people aren't willing to just chunk out thousands of dollars to you if they don't know you. You haven't established credibility. You haven't nurtured the relationship.
Right.
So events are great for that. So if you have an event, call me, go to marketingpulpit.com and let us help you promote that event. And speaking of events, when we come back, we're going to talk about the hottest event in town, the home buying and debt to wealth seminar. Miss Kia Cobbage, so hang on.
I'm excited about that.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
1450 WOL Washington. W240 DJ Washington. 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Get some more of it.
I know some of you are sitting over there planning that event. You got butterflies in your stomach. Gosh, my goodness, am I going to have an empty room? Don't do it. Call me at 301-839-2836 and let us put that event on the map. We just promoted the MoneyWise Financial Empowerment Tour. They had their event last week, and people are still talking about it. We had one lady to just call in and said, thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing this event to us. And I want to thank her and all her family members that showed up. And that's what we do here, folks. We're trying to... this is all in aligned with our mission of building strong businesses in our community, putting people to work, and economic empowerment. We are all about economic empowerment, and I'd be a knucklehead to think I could do this by myself. So we bring people like Ms. Coppedge to the forefront and let them tell their story, because Kia, we're actually in a crisis as a community. As I stated earlier, we had this this so much wealth wiped out back during this when the real estate boom burst.
Yeah,
people had gone crazy. I mean, lending. I mean, everybody was buying houses. My paper boy, when my paper boy came up there and told me he was a real estate investor.
Yeah,
I knew something was wrong.
you had people getting out of jail and going right into lending. People getting out of jail, going into lending, you know, being loan officers,
right.
You know, right from the jail, you know. You had people, you know, just surprisingly, you know, a mogul in the industry,
right.
and doing so much, and you've been in it longer than them, and you're like, well, how did this happen?
Yeah,
it was a game-changing time. You know, before then, it was very exciting. A lot of money was generated, a lot of excitement. And I think a lot of us just got caught up in all of that was going on and didn't even see what was about to hit us. It was like a train wreck.
But you said something earlier that people didn't see it coming. And
no.
I think that, I know some people, no matter how much, I mean, there's always information out there.
Yeah.
But some people didn't read or see any information. Even some people that had the information still got caught. But people were totally oblivious. They weren't listening to people like you, that people that had information. So some of this was avoidable.
Oh, yeah, it was. I was in the dungeon. I was grinding.
Right.
You know, my head was down on the pavement, you know, just clocking away my normal routine.
Right.
And so when it all it started when the appraisal values of properties were being slashed by, you know, the underwriting. They started slashing the values. And then, you know, when they had that big wave of, you know, companies letting people go, you know, their employment, you know, that started happening. You had the guidelines started changing.
See?
You know, credit applications were, you know, the scores have now went from 500, you know, to now you need to have, you know, 600, you know, everything was getting tighter, but
right.
We still were just grinding and moving.
Those were signs,
signs
that people did not.
We didn't even pay attention to
or we weren't aware of, because there were no people like you out here telling them.
Right.
Or they weren't listening.
Exactly. It came to one halt.
Right.
You know, it was like a crash.
But let me ask you this. What made you decide to get into this line of work, though?
Interesting enough, I used to work at a front office. I don't know what they called me. I used to work in an insurance agency.
Okay.
It was a father and daughter business, and I worked the front desk.
Okay.
You know, and this young lady, one of the customers came in. She needed some assistance with her policy, you know, so I pulled her up, and I saw that she lived in Woodmore, you know. I saw that she had a new Range Rover, she had a new Benz, and she had a Volvo. And then I looked at her, she was bedazzled, and I'm like, this is 18 years ago, by the way.
Right.
So I'm like, what do you do? And she said she was a realtor,
right.
You know. So I took care of her, and then I checked out for lunch to walk her out and talk to her. And, you know, then I told my uncle, I had an uncle that was a loan officer,
right.
Told him what I wanted to do. I first thought I wanted to be an investor, just from rookie to investor.
Right.
So he told me, you know, Kia, you know what, get on the loan side, learn the business, and then go into investing. And I did just that. I got hooked up with the company he was with. As a rookie, sat down with the underwriter. She taught me everything. She was the owner of the company as
right.
well. So hands on, I learned everything and created my niche. And to this day, it's been working perfectly.
And look at you now. Let me tell you, this lady is rolling. I have, I've known Kia for a few years, and I just have admired watching her grow. And every time I look around, she's doing something exciting. And that's just, that's the thing about people who are successful. No grass grows under your feet. You're always doing something. You have to keep moving. There has to be momentum. Let's say you got into the industry back then. Has anything changed since when you first got in?
Oh, yeah, a lot changed. Back then, one, we didn't have to be licensed.
Oh.
We did not have. That's why people who came out of jail was able to go into lending. We did not have to be licensed. We didn't have to have the credit checks and the background checks and the continuous education and, you know, being accountable, you know, to our actions.
So the bust brought on some regulations.
It brought on, yeah, some serious regulations. And the tree was shaking and a lot of leaves fell off. You know, so, you know, many of us had to adapt. And, you know, you had the bad and the good that went with it. So I think it's a good change because a lot of things that should have been done, you know, in the past with the professionals, like disclosing fees up front, you know, all the closing costs that a buyer will have to bring to the table, no surprises. You know, it was many surprises back then. And when I said I created my niche, I've always disclosed that stuff up front, never had surprises at the table. And thank God for, again, the boom, the burst of the bubble, because the regulations call for us to mandatory disclose the stuff up front, or there are going to be some penalties that can hurt your pockets. So unfortunately, that had to happen. But in order for this to take place, because it could have been just normal business practices.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, your workshop is called Home Buying and Debt to Wealth. Now, how big is the debt problem in our community?
The debt problem is huge. You know, I pull credit reports every day.
Oh.
Okay. So imagine what I see.
Ooh. I see some 400s.
I see a lot. Now, what I see as far as debt, a lot of people use credit just as an everyday living.
Right.
You know, most of us were never taught how to use credit. Mm. You know, we just got the credit card and we just start using it. And then we make up our own way of dealing with this credit card. No one really knew that it was a game to credit, you know? And so the debt is not just credit cards, but it's installment loans and it's student loans. Mm. And you also have mortgage debt. You know, you have, you know, all these things combined that people have to pay on a monthly basis. And then they're left check to check. You know, but it's all by choice.
So how does debt affect you, like in going out here, like trying to get a house or buy purchases?
It's huge. You know, we use a ratio. Mm-hmm. You know, the debt to income ratio is what we qualify people based on. So it's all of the debt that we see on your credit report divided by your income. And that number can't be over a certain number to qualify for loans. And so that's why these student loans are huge, because at one point we used to be able to ignore what your minimum payment would be if they were, you know, deferred for a year or more. Now we have to count that payment on what your future payment will be, because a lot of people, you know, wasn't able to take care of the student loans and their mortgages at the same time.
Wow.
So student loans is a big ticket, and your debt is a big ticket. We care about the minimum payments, not just the balances, but the monthly payments.
So these are some of the things I guess you're going to be talking about at your
We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that, but most importantly, we're going to talk about how to get this stuff cleared up.
Mm.
You know, we have a credit expert that's going to be on site. I call her my secret weapon.
Okay.
I didn't even want to befriend her on Facebook because I didn't want anybody to know who she was.
You want to keep her for yourself, huh?
Because I wanted people to understand this is my secret weapon.
Right.
But she has done, you know, she has this guaranteed 700 scores.
Mm.
And we know credit is big. It determines your job. It determines, you know, your rates, you know, how much you're going to pay for money, you know, when you're buying or getting credit for anything. It determines,
people looking at your credit score when you're going to apply for a job.
Absolutely. They do it to us in the industry.
Yeah.
So
I think a lot of people don't realize,
especially
that.
If you have a clearance.
Yeah.
You know, your credit, they're more conscious of their credit.
Mm.
And so we could show you, this event is not just for homeowners.
Okay.
It's for anyone.
Okay.
Because all of the information we're sharing, it's going to impact so many different areas in your life that you can just use, you know, on a day-to-day basis. But also, you know, involve the family and start changing some of the things and habits, bad habits that we're doing when it comes to credit.
Yeah, because I guess that's when I look at the name of the seminar, Debt to Wealth, there are so many just natural impediments to wealth that we have to encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Things like racism, things like our families didn't have any money to pass down to us.
Yeah.
But there are so many things that we have to take control of
on
in
our
the now.
Own. Right. Yeah, yeah. We can always point the finger. When you right. point the finger to someone for, it's pointing back at
That's
you.
Right.
So we can always point the finger. Someone has to be the leader in the family. Someone has to get outside the box and say, you know what, we have to change, you know, what we're doing. Because if you look at our grandparents and see how they're living after retirement, you know, and we're still working, but we're not saving for retirement. We're not investing for retirement. We're not investing for anything, you know. So this event is going to show you how to do some of those things.
We have a caller on the phone. Roy, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. Do you have a question for our guest? Hello, Roy. We're not hearing Roy.
I'm aware.
Okay, Roy. Roy, I'm sorry. Can you start over? We couldn't hear you to begin there. Please start over.
Oh, okay. I always enjoy listening, so I wanted to tell you that first off.
Thank you.
I want to say I'm one of those individuals who became aware of what was going on in 2006 when I was, you know, entertaining and looking for a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to figure out, you know, I'm like, wow, these are the appraisal fees were just, you know, I was hearing from other people, but the one thing that I noticed, and I hopefully Kia can expand on this, was that I'm a veteran.
Okay.
And back in 2005, 2006, realtors didn't want to be bothered with veterans.
What? Why not?
They would chase you away because they knew that the VA appraiser wasn't going to come in for what they were overpricing the house for, and they had other, you know, costs padded into the prices as well.
So that was one of those signs, I guess, that people missed. If anybody had their ear to the ground, that would have been one of those signals we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
To precipitate what was going to happen a couple of years later.
Absolutely.
But for me, what I noticed was that when I would tell them I was a veteran and I had a VA loan, the realtors didn't want to touch me. And other veterans was telling me the same thing in this area, in the DMV area.
Mm-hmm. So how did you deal with it, though? How did you get around it?
Well, I'm still looking for a house.
Okay.
I'm still looking.
You need to come to this event, Roy.
Well, you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because during that period, I did a lot of research and I became very informed. And so now I'm noticing that, you know, when you're informed about the appraisal of the house and everything, they don't want to be bothered with you. They want people who are not informed.
Wow.
Well, Kia, what would you advise Roy besides coming to the event?
Well, I'm not a realtor, and I'm a lender, and I do want you informed.
Well, I am looking for a lender. I'm looking for another lender as well, because that's a whole different story.
I bet it is. You know, get informed. You want to go to my website, applywithkia.com.
Okay.
Reach out to me. Let's schedule a time to meet, and let's do a free consultation, and let me share with you how I can help you get your home.
All right, Roy.
Great.
Hey, Roy.
Kia, are you going to also put your number and your information out again, you know, even before the program closes out?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Roy. All right, folks, that's Roy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, finish up with Kia talking about debt to wealth. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by your local Nissan dealers. Click ChooseNissan.com. On 295 southbound, you're still from Eastern Avenue to East Capitol Streets, and on the freeway, both ways, between the 3rd Street Tunnel and the 14th Street Bridge, you're going to find it pretty slow right now, but nothing reported along the way. Get the technology of tomorrow today at Nissan Now. Hurry in for great offers and big savings during the Nissan Now sales event. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by the Ad Council for today. Sunny to partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. Clear overnight, down to 29 for low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, and once again, temperatures around 50 degrees. 85 million adults in America have high blood pressure. Get back on your treatment plan. Visit loweryourhbp.org, brought to you by the Ad Council and its high blood pressure awareness partners. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than cooking up a big meal for the whole family and lots of friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in our country who struggle with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids. But they can't do it without your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
All right, all you homeowners, all you folks in debt, all you folks that are out there accumulating wealth, you have you can't live on grandma's purse. I know grandma got all this money tucked down in a bra and under the house and the crib and everywhere else. But at some point, folks, we have to really buckle down and take this this wealth building seriously. We have to get ourselves out of debt. We have to think about building legacy. We have to think about economic empowerment. I mean, enough talk about Wakanda and Black Panther. Let's get real. Let's come into the real world for a minute.
Absolutely.
And we have somebody today who's actually paving the way. Now, we had Roy call in talking about the some of his challenges. What I mean, was there anything you want to add to him?
I want to address his concern. Back then, we were the industry. We had the liberty of selecting the appraisers that to appraise the properties. And back then, you know, people had relationships with appraisers, and they would appraise the property for, you know, what the sales price, contract sales price was or above. However, those for VA. You were not at liberty of selecting those appraisals. It had appraisers. It had to go through VA in order to do so. So that's probably the reason why the VA community, the veterans, had the issues that they were facing.
But folks, you have to get the information. That's why we have our guest here today.
But today, Robert, we can no longer select the appraisers.
Can't do that.
So everybody is safe across the board. Yes.
I like that. Hey, we have another caller. William, welcome to the show. You have a question.
How you doing, my brother? You know, during the bust of the real estate, Black America lost 53% of our wealth from that bust.
Ouch. Wow. What are you talking about, Willis?
Wow.
that's like you going to work and somebody tell you, okay, you can work here, but we're going to cut your income 53%.
Oh my goodness. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So and what makes it so bad, Rob, one day me and you will talk, Rob, you know, I'm a realtor for 15 years, you know, I do my research and stuff. Rob, we were talking about how it was planned, and when they said, you know, you're always going in a war, you're always going to have casualties. Well, it was really set up because, you know, our interest rates were higher when we had the same credit score as everybody else, but our interest rates were higher.
That's right.
Well, they knew they were going to have casualties along the way, but the wealth of Black America was what they were shooting for. And that's what happened. 53%, man. That's a heck
huge.
Of a cutthroat, baby.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot, William. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening, brother.
All right, man. Hey, I was looking at your flyer here.
Chills just went up my spine when you said that.
Don't be fake woke.
Oh my goodness. You know, we had this palette. We had a semi version of this seminar. I did it for a nonprofit community in Southeast DC. Our way of giving back the community. The organization is called PUSH, and my the accountant that was on the roster, she started out with "Don't be fake woke," and it resonated with so many people as she was going through the new tax laws and all. And I say, you know what? That's a great tagline to use because it would get the attention. Don't be fake woke. Many of us are going throughout our daily routines, but we are not preparing for the future.
Well, do this. tell us about the event that's coming up on the 31st, next week.
So next Saturday morning from 11 to 2, we're going to have a huge panel of folks that's going to, you know, just really fill your hearts, you know, with some key information. It's going to be, again, from 11 to 2, it's going to be at the conference center at B. Cope Office Park, 4425 Forbes Boulevard. This event, the Home Buying Debt to Wealth Seminar, is exactly what it says.
Right.
You know, it's something that's passionate to me as far as getting some information and showing people how to be proactive. Because just like many of the callers and our sound, is this the sound guy, the sound engineer, as he stated, you know, we all faced some of the challenges in the past. Some of us, you know, were previewed to, you know it front end. Some of us got caught with our pants down.
Right.
But we do know crises happen over a period of time. And they said it's like a 7-year cycle. So we know there's something coming.
Right.
Why not be prepared?
Right.
And that's what this is. It's preparing for the future.
How many, some of the folks who are going to be there?
So we have, again, my secret weapon, the credit expert.
Oh, boy.
You know, myself, the lender. We have a realtor. You know, lending is all about credit, income, and assets.
Right.
You know, and so we're going to talk about how those three things will help you get into your home. You have the realtor that's going to talk about the representation piece, because many people, they can do this on their own. But they need legal representation, and that's what the realtor does. The home inspector, everything dealing with inspection. It's not just, you know, home inspections, but you got mold, you got radon, you got all of these things. The two or three contractors going to show you how to renovate this house using what's called the 2 or 3K financing, and how you can, you know, see a house that may not be appealing to move in right now, but we can make it move in ready to your liking. But the insurance agent, the title attorney, the estate planner, the financial planner is going to be really, really, really huge. The accountant and the debt-free relief expert. Now, this guy, you definitely do not want to miss.
Hmm. Now, how can people get to this event? What's the give me the skinny.
When? So they can RSVP through Eventbrite.
Okay.
Home Buying Debt, the number 2, Wealth Seminar, that Eventbrite.
Okay.
.com. Or they can go to Marketing Pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's on the front
page.
So you can just click here.
Click. That's right.
It will give you the link. Or you can call me directly, 202-725-9843.
Folks, don't let this. What's the old saying? People perish from lack of information.
Absolutely.
Don't let it happen to you.
Absolutely.
We are in a crisis, folks. We never really recovered from this real estate bust a few years ago.
Yeah, it took many of us up to 10 years to get out of it. That's why I'm really excited. I'm out.
Don't get caught again. Do not get caught again. And even if you got caught, there's still some climbing to go.
So absolutely.
Let's join this event on the 31st. That's next week. It's on the website. Go to marketingpulpit.com. And Ms. Kia Coppedge, she is an expert in this field, and we're glad to have her joining us today. We're going to quickly talk about why Facebook is apologizing. Also, we're going to talk about the big techs, why these guys are able to make billions of dollars. Now, most of us had to go out here and get jobs and work hard and sweat. These guys didn't really do it the traditional way. I'm going to give you guys something today I want you to think about and never forget the rest of your life. And that's going to really sum up what I have to say today. If you ever have a product that you didn't pay for, you're enjoying it, you're using it, you're getting benefit from it. If you didn't pay for it, you are the product.
Wow.
Now, you digest that for me.
I had to sit back.
If you didn't pay for that product, the product is you. Let me give an example. Now, Facebook has over 1 billion people. And you say to yourself, you think Facebook is this generous guy, Zuckerberg, said, look, he's giving us the opportunity to take a picture of our all-you-can-eat at IHOP. We can share photos of our kids and nephews. We got free Facebook Live videos going on. And Zuckerberg is over there saying, yeah, right. It's free.
You for the information.
You are the product. Advertisers are willing to spend an unlimited amount of money for what we call eyeballs. They are actually paying for your eyeballs by giving you free benefits.
Wow.
Now, when Google gave you that free Gmail account, have you ever just paused for a minute and say, wow.
Why is it free?
Is this guy that good? Is he that good? Come on, Mr. Google. Why are you giving me a free email account?
Right.
I mean, we use our little Gmail account and we say, wow. When you have when you're sitting home listening, looking at the TV show, you're looking at you get free weather in the morning and you get free sitcoms at night. You ever pause and say to yourself,
wow.
All I did was turn on the TV. I just bought the TV, but all these shows are free. You are the product. And what the tech companies did, they took that to the quadruple power.
Wow.
Google, Facebook, Amazon, they sell your numbers. That's why Facebook is apologizing right now.
Wow.
Because they let people peep up under the hood and see what's actually going on. Cambridge Analytica is just an example of what's been going on in big tech forever. Their business plan, if you look at the business plan of these companies, their business plan really talk about the monetization of their user base.
Wow.
The more users they get, the more eyeballs they can sell to advertisers.
That's just one company.
That's just one. So what I want you to do, when you do this, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but what I do want you to do is have your eyes open. When you go out here and you download this free app, you sign up for this service, and they always have to ask you because the law says they have to ask. They say, is it okay for you to have access to this? Sometimes the access is to your friends. Sometimes it's access to your photos.
Yeah.
And then when you join up for Facebook, some of you all have never even looked into the setting. They ask you, do you want to be able to, this information to be available to just you,
or your friends, the public?
Your friends, or the public? When was the last time you actually looked in that information? Some of you, the answer is never. So, the bottom line, folks, if you enjoy a free product, the product is you. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Go to marketingpulpit.com. And also, don't forget the event coming up. Sponsorships are available. There's an opportunity to reach this audience if you're a financier, a lawyer, in the real estate industry. Come on to this event as a sponsor. Go to marketingpulpit.com and get the information, folks. It's a free event. That's going to wrap up the show for today. If you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Good morning. I'm Nick Bovee. Here's the latest